Dívacodja Thofodja Roid Gdi Erclor Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So, stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard, and I hope you can stay with me and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. I hope I find you and yours well, as I am at this end. Just to remind you, as I do every week, that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. To remind you again of our new email address, everton274@sky.com, everton274 sky.com. If you've got a request, a dedication or a comment to make, put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Well, we've got some old favourites on the show this week and some new tracks, some memory joggers and songs that you may not have heard, and some old Irish American songs as well. We're starting off with a good track here from the lovely Trudy Lawlor, The Rose of Moon Coin.
How sweet is to roam by the sunny shore stream, and to hear the dove coo 'neath the morning sunbeam, where the thrush and the robin their sweet notes entwine on the banks of the shore that flows down by Moon Coin. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along, by your water so clear sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I wander, where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of flows down by Moon Coin. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along, by your water so clear sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander, where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Moon Coin. She has sailed far away, o'er the dark roaming foam, far away from her friends and her dear Irish home, the fisherman sports with his small boat and line on the banks of the shore that flows down by Moon Coin. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along, by your water so clear sounds the lark's merry song. Your green banks I'll wander, where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Moon Coin. Go on, by your water so clear. Sounds a lark's merry song. On your green banks I wander, where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Moonpoint. With you, lovely Molly, the rose of Moonpoint.
I could never tire of listening to that lady singing. That was Trudy Lawler and her lovely interpretation of The Rose of Mooncoin. Now, you all know, well, regular listeners will know, that the Dublin City Ramblers are one of my favourite ballad groups. I came across a track of theirs the other day that I hadn't heard before, so we listened to it together. It's just called The Dublin Rambler from the Dublin City Ramblers.
I come from around by Beggar's Bush, and they call me the Dublin Rambler. As I'm never round for very long, sure I'm always on the go. But there's one thing that I love all right, it's a pint with the lads on a Sunday night. I once spent a while in London, but soon came back to Dublin. Sang around the pubs in Liverpool, I wanted to come home. Did you ever stroll down Capel Street late on a summer's morning? Drop into Slats for a pint of stout, then on down to the quay. I carry on out to Kilmainham Jail and back by the new Royal Hospital, where the TVs in their evening suits are often to be seen. Oh, I come from around my Beggar's Bush, and they call me the Dublin Rambler. As I'm never around for very long, sure I'm always on the go. But there's one thing that I love all right, it's a pint with the lads on a Sunday night. I once spent a while in London, but soon came back to Dublin. Sang around the pubs in Liverpool, I wanted to come home. Have you ever been to Dollymount and gazed out to the ocean, where the Bailey and the Hill of Hope are a wondrous sight to see? Take an amble through St. Anne's Estate and out by the Kilester Gate. Watch the young lads playing football and climbing in the trees. Oh, I come from around my Beggar's Bush, and they call me the Dublin Rambler. Cause I never round for very long, sure I'm always on the go. But there's one thing that I love all right, it's a pint with the lads on a Sunday night. I once spent a while in London, but soon came back to Dublin. Sang around the pubs in Liverpool, I wanted to come home. I often go to Stephen's Green for a walk among the gardens, or to Killinour or to I'll stop for a tune down Merrion Road. And after the evening out on the town is the chipper for the one and one, but the TD's in their evening suits, it's not the place to go. Oh, I come from around my Beggar's Bush, and they call me the Dublin Rambler. Cause I'm never round for very long, sure I'm always on the go. But there's one thing that I love all right, it's a pint with the lads on a Sunday night. I once spent a while in London, but soon came back to Dublin. Sang around the pubs in Liverpool, I wanted to come home. Oh, I come from around my Beggar's Bush, and they call me the Dublin Rambler. Cause I'm never round for very long, sure I'm always on the go. But there's one thing that I love all right, it's a pint with the lads on a Sunday night. I once spent a while in London, but soon came back to Dublin. Sang around the pubs in Liverpool, I wanted to come home.
Now, this next track is full of emotion. I know that the Furies are not everybody's cup of tea, but to me, they're basic folk music, basic Irish folk music. They may not be purists as far as musicians are concerned, but in folk music, you're not looking for all the time, looking for musicianship. It's the music of the Folk. And this is, albeit the song was written, I'm almost sure, by Phil Coulter, but it was written on the death of the Fury's father. And it's a wonderful song. And the singer is singing all about the feelings for his father, how his father taught him all the wonderful things of nature and all the tunes that they played, all the music. It sums it all up, entitled The Old Man.
Have all been shed now. We said our last goodbyes. His soul's been blessed, he's laid to rest, and as now I feel alone. He was more than just a father, a teacher, my best friend, and he's still be heard in the tunes we shared when we play them on our own. I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memories linger on, and I miss him, the old man. He'd take me walking by mountain, field and stream, and he'd show me things not known to kings, and secret between him and me, like the colors of the pheasant as he rises in the dawn, and how the fish and make a wish beside the holy tree. Oh, I never will forget him, but he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memories linger on, I miss him, my old man. Live forever. He seemed so big and strong, but the minutes fly and the years roll by for a father and a son. And suddenly when it happened, there was so much left unsaid. No second chance to tell him for everything he's done. Oh, I never will forget him, but he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memories linger on, I miss him, my old man.
The Fury's there, and My Old Man. And I'd like to bet that it was Phil Coulter on the piano there as well. Now, once again, being Sounds Irish, we changed the style. Not so much country and Irish, but Irish and Cajun, from Nathan Carter.
Hotel is just like yesterday, and this city has no name. It just stands there in a gray haze. My room is the same. call that number. So far across the sea, I wish I was in Ireland. That's where I want to be. That's where I want to be. I'm unhappy too. Please won't you forget me, I'm so in love with you. Yeah, it won't be long now, and even though I know I'll soon leave my heart behind me every time I go. I'm gonna call that number so far across the sea. I wish I was in Ireland. That's where I wanna be. Call that number, but I don't really mean to wake you from your slumber while Ireland is asleep. I'm gonna call that number so far across the sea. I wish I was in Ireland. That's where I wanna be. Yeah, I'm gonna call that.
Tarsha Begaistuk Sounds Irish, Lemisha, Joe Bullard. That was Donal Ring and his Cayley Band playing a piece entitled Bridie Ring's Polka. Now, I don't know whether Bridie Ring was Mrs. Ring or Miss Ring. Whoever it was a nice little foot-tapping piece from the Cayley Band. You know, I've just been thinking, we don't have enough Cayley Bands on Sounds Irish, and we'd have to put that to rights immediately. Well, we have just done, but on future programmes, we'll have a lot more Cayley music as well. I'm dedicating this next piece to any Kathleen that's listening to me. No, it's not the one where they're going to take you home, Kathleen. This is a track. Well, I played a version of this song a couple of weeks ago, a live recording by Glenn Daly. Remember, all the audience were singing their heads off? Well, this is Pat Ealy and his version of My Kathleen. And I'll tell you, as I said, we're dedicated to Kathleen or any Corch. That now, Corch is an Irish name for Catherine as well. So any Kathleen, no matter what part of the world you're in, I'm playing it for you.
I'm in love with a charming young creature, the fairest young calling known her. Her rare gem in every feature, and I'm proud that she's Irish by birth. Now I met her among the green bowers. I kissed her, she liked it quite well. And she blushed like the pretty wild flowers that grow on the mossy green dell. She's my Kathleen, so fair and bright, star of the darkest night, through shady lanes and meadows green, I long to stroll with my Kathleen. They don't boast of riches, they've a snug little farm of their own. And her father, he grows his own pretties in a neat little lot near Athlone. Now for miles around Kathleen's admired, her beauty, why she reigns supreme. And next summer I'm going to be married to the sweetest of little colleagues. She's my Kathleen, so fair and bright, star of eve, the darkest night, through shady lanes and meadows green, with my Kathleen. I long to stroll with my Kathleen.
Now, I'm not quite sure whether this next song is an Irish song. In fact, I've got a feeling it's not. I think it might be an old Edwardian theatre song or music hall song or vaudeville song. But it's done by an Irish group called Briar. And it tells the lovely story of a man who, well, himself and his girlfriend, they're parting. And he's going away to be a soldier. It's called Sweethearts in the Spring by Briar.
It was on a summer's evening, when all the world stood still, two lovers rambled down a lane to an old and worn mill. He was leaving on the morrow for lands far, far away, and as she nestled close to him, she heard him softly say, I'll return my little sweetheart in the spring. And for us those wedding bells will gaily ring. And when all the wrongs are righted, our hearts will be united. I'll return my little sweetheart in the spring. On the quay there stands a soldier in uniform so bright. He's waiting for the big trip ship to take him to the fight. For the bugles they are blowing and the masts are pointed high. And as a cable settled down from below, there comes a sigh. I return my little sweetheart in the spring. And for us those wedding bells will gaily ring. And when all the wrongs are righted, our hearts will be united. I'll return my little sweetheart in the spring. In a cottage by the fireside sits a maiden young and fair, and as the tears roll down her cheeks, the letter she had there, and as she read it over and o'er, it was more than she could bear. But ere the morning dawned on her, she was gone, for all was fair. So they laid her in a graveyard in the spring. And for her those wedding bells would never ring. For among the dead and dying, her soldier boy was lying when they laid her in a graveyard in the spring. I'll return my little sweetheart in the spring. And for us those wedding bells will gaily ring. And when all the wrongs are righted, our hearts will be united. My little sweetheart in the spring.
On a recent program of Sounds Irish, we were talking about the travelling people. And I can't remember what exactly the song was we played, but what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play Liam Clancy and singing the song all about the travelling people. People who travelled the country, who, well, they seem to be settling down now. There's not so many of them travelling the country as they used to. They're moving into the towns and they're becoming known as settled travellers. But here, Liam Clancy is telling us all about the life of a traveller. They bought and sold horses, they mended and repaired houses, they did all sorts of work, but they moved on from one place to the next place. Here's Liam Clancy telling us all about the travelling people.
I'm a free-born man of the travelling people. Got no fixed abode with nomads, I have one. Country lanes and byways were always my way. I never fancied being numb. Oh, we knew the woods and the resting places, and the small birds sang when winter days were over.
Then we'd pack our load and be on the road. Those were good old days for a rover. There was open ground where a man could linger for a week or two, for time was not our master. Then away you'd jog with your horse and dog. Nice and easy, no need to go fast. I've known life hard and I've known it easy, and I've cursed the life when winter days were dawning, but I've laughed and sung through the whole night long, seen the summer sunrise in the morning. All you free-born men know the traveling people. Every tinker, rolling stone and gypsy rover. Winds of change are blowing, old ways are going. Your traveling days will soon.
On a recent Sounds Irish programme, I played a track by Joni Madden. Joni Madden is one of the world's leading whistle players, and she has been part of Cherish the Ladies for a long, long time. And one of my listeners sending me an email said, "Joe, could we have some more Joni Madden? She is amazing." She is, and she's going to play for us now one of my favourite songs. And regular listeners, and I keep saying that, regular listeners to Sounds Irish know how much Joe Bollard loves the, well, it was a poem, first of all, Down by the Sally Gardens, and then it was turned into a beautiful song. And as I've told you before, at the risk of repeating myself, Sally is the Irish word for willow. Here's Joni Madden playing so beautifully.
Thank you.
Was it on last week's programme? No, I think it may have been the week before that I played that great version of Danny Boy, the bluegrass version of Danny Boy. Well, it aroused a great deal of interest among some of our Sounds Irish listeners. Two particular emails I got during the week said how much they enjoyed it and could I play it again, that they loved it dearly. And I got rather irate email from a lady here in Dublin who said it was a disaster and they should have left it alone. But no, I think it's fabulous. Ronnie Bowman, and is it the Rook Band and their wonderful bluegrass arrangement of Danny Boy.
If you'll not find